building was conceived by the late artist and philanthropist Linda Pace, who said it came to her in a dream. Its curious name, Ruby City, is explained by the foundation's Rick Moore.
Ruby City was the reflection of Linda's dream, where she envisioned an iconic structure that was really deep red.
And Pace planned for the museum to be a memorable structure.
She wanted the building itself to be a structure that people would talk about. And how beautiful to do that with Sir David Ajay, whom she had the opportunity to meet.
As architect Irby Hightower explains, the now internationally famous architect Ajay was selected by Pace herself.
You know, Linda was this person who really recognized talent frequently before other people did. And in 2006, David Ajay was well known in Europe, but not well known in the United States. So it was really interesting that she would pick him.
Ajay, in the interim, built one of the country's most notable projects.
And since then, he's done the African-American Museum for the Smithsonian in Washington. I think this year he's in Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People, the only architect on that list.
The 14,000-square-foot, two-story, $16 million museum, housing more than 800 works, will be built on Camp Street, across from Chris Park, and adjoining the soon-to-be-developed San Pedro Creek. Moore says we can expect a grand opening in less than 2 years.
Construction is expected to be completed in late summer of 2018, and then it will be a six-month cure period and will open in 2019.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.